This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper Curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper Curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism. I bet that almost every special education teacher that is listening to this episode right now has a first then board somewhere in their classroom. Today, we're going to be talking about the PREMAC principle. And the PREMAC principle is actually the reason why first then actually works. I'm talking with Stacey Francesconi, who is a BCBA and former special education teacher. She's also the co-host of the podcast, The Contingency Click. And Stacey is sharing all about what the PREMAC principle is and how to utilize it. We also get into some of the details and best practices of how to utilize this in a classroom or home setting, as well as how to teach your teams and coach parents on how to utilize this strategy as well. So let's get to our conversation. Hi, Stacey. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, thank you.
So today, Stacey and I are going to talk about, I feel like, one of ABA's like good old strategies here.
Yes.
This is the PREMAC principle. And some people might have heard of it. And for those of you that haven't heard of it, you're likely already using it and didn't know it had such a cool name.
That's true. I think that we definitely use it more than we think we do. And like you said, one of the most important skills that helps us and helps children learning is just that concept of first then. So like, first I do something, fill in your demand, and then I get something, so fill in your reward. So people kind of also refer to it as grandma's rule. So like, I think that's funny because they say like, first eat your dinner, then you can have your cookies, right? So like, first do that thing you don't want to do, then you get a reward. Yeah.
You know, I kind of think it's, not to interrupt you, I kind of think it's funny. I've heard that referred to many times as grandma's rule, like eat your
right.
vegetables, then you get dessert. And I'm like, but grandmas don't do that. Grandmas are like,
no,
yeah.
No, they're the worst.
Yeah, they're like, have the dessert, no yeah. problem. So it's kind of funny that that's what
yeah.
it's called.
I think that that's pretty interesting because grandmas usually are the ones that spoil rotten, right? So then we probably yeah. would get our dessert first. But they basically just state, if you like think about what it is, that if a high probability behavior, so things that are more desirable, are made contingent upon lower probability things that are less desirable, then the lower probability thing is more likely to occur. So essentially just meaning like an important thing to remember in this is kind of about when we're talking about the grandmas is that the then part, so the first then, the then has to be reinforcing enough in comparison to the first. So I think that's where a lot of people get tripped up. They think like, okay, well, I told them first we'll do our work and then we'll go to the bathroom, right? Like that was on their schedule. But if the bathroom's not reinforcing, it's not going to make that first thing want to be done, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it has to, the first thing has to be something you don't really want to do, like you said, right, low probability, followed by that thing you want to do, the high probability.
Right. It has to be reinforcing enough to kind of get you to do that. I always think, like, basically this means I only get a glass of wine if I finished writing my session notes. So the likelihood of me finishing my work increases because I want to do that at the end of the day or something like that. So it's worth it to me. So that's kind of overview what the PREMAC principle is.
So is this something that, like, I like that you just gave an example of, you know, from your own life, because that's what I always, you know, talk about with ABA. These are human behaviors. So these are, we use the PREMAC principle probably on ourselves, right?
All the time. Yeah. I think for me during quarantine, I used it a lot with, I made, and we can talk about visuals too, because I totally made a visual for myself that hung on my refrigerator that was for drinking water, because I wanted to try to, like, really, like, nail that home when I was, you know, in quarantine. It was something I could focus on. And I had a visual, like, first I had to drink so many glasses of water, and then I could reinforce myself with, you know, TV or whatever it was for the day that I kind of wanted to reinforce myself with. But I think that we do it all the time. First, I have to get my work done, then I can go out with friends. Or first, I have to clean my house, and then I can, you know, go see a movie. Or, well, not in today's times, but in the different world.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, so let's get into what are some ways to use the PREMAC principle in a classroom or in a home setting to really make sure that our kids understand this whole, like, first then relationship.
So I think we start, we start as early as early learners when we do this. And like you said, you're doing it from the beginning. I do it with my dogs. I do it with my fiance. I do it all the time. But I think in school, big ones are, like, visuals and completing work tasks before gaining reinforcement. So, like, maybe in a classroom, we would do, like, first we have to complete math, ELA, whatever they're working on. Obviously, we would be writing down what we need to do specifically. So not just, like, first we're finishing math, but first we're finishing these 10 questions, and then you guys can play with whatever the favorite toy in the room is. Or first, we have to finish these lessons, then we can go outside to the playground, whatever the, you know, the schedule allows for, but whatever the teacher can also. The other thing too is making sure that consistency is key. So not offering things for your then that aren't attainable. So I've seen a lot of times when working with parents that it'll be like, okay, first we have to have, you know, a day without any aggression or whatever we might be focusing on. And then we get this DVD, right? So, like, great. The day goes by, the kid does great. They have no problem behavior, no aggressions, none of the stuff that we were looking to decrease. And the parent comes, I'm like, all right, then we'll get it tomorrow. Good job. We'll get it tomorrow. And they think they're doing the right thing, but really the consistency and that, like, contingency of, like, I get it, then I do it, then I get it. If we have to wait, then we're not really reinforcing the behavior we wanted to. So I think that's a big thing when using PREMAC anywhere, is just making sure that that then happens to reinforce the previous behavior and not something else, if that makes sense.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, and I think, you know, kind of what you had touched on earlier too, and I liked in that example that you want the reinforcement to really match the behavior. If you're like, right, in the example you just gave, like, hey, I want to see you go all day without this behavior, and then I'm going to give you a gummy bear. It's right, like, no, like, that's not worth a gummy bear. That's worth a DVD or something, right, cool, you know, like, so you want to make sure the response effort matches what reinforcement you're getting.
Sure. And I think I've seen that a lot of times where we kind of have to explain that and just because you're like, well, I'm giving them a reward. Or another common thing I've seen before is people will say like, well, I'm not going to reward them for doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that can be tricky because, right, yes, they are supposed to be following those directions, but they're needing these extra supports. And for them, they're learning those contingencies that they have to do those things. And so starting with simple things like pairing things like using the SD of or the direction to say, like, come sit with me or give me a high five. Those things are things we start to build that compliance is a tricky word because people think that it you know, can be controversial, which it can be if it's done incorrectly. Mm-hmm. But building that compliance or that instructional control with our clients or with our kids, with our, you know, with everyone that in our life, we can then have that. And then we can understand that when I give these directions, I want the response. And then we're going to get reinforced, whether it be a tangible item, whether it be social praise. You know, someone's not giving me every, you know, a coffee or a glass of wine every time I do something throughout my day, but I've learned that, you know, social praise is good. And that makes me, that drives me to want to do the things that get me, my paycheck drives me to do the things I have to get done each day. So,
yeah, I mean, our whole world is based on the PREMAC principle, really. Exactly. Like first you go to work, then you get a paycheck. Like that's how life works.
Exactly.
And I hope like a lot of teachers listen, because I know a lot of teachers have first then cards in their classrooms.
Yes.
It's always nice for me to know the, like the why behind it, especially when talking with administrators, honestly, because not all administrators have a strong special ed background just because they can't be experts in everything. Right. So I always loved, you know, in the position of a teacher to be able to like really explain to my administrators like, oh, hey, I'm using a first then because it's based on the PREMAC principle, which is an ABA strategy. Like then you're like, oh yeah, I'm pretty baller here. Like I know what I'm talking about.
I'm pretty awesome. Yeah. I mean, I know that I was a sped teacher before I became a BCBA and started that world, but I know in my classroom, like of course visuals aren't going to work for everyone, but it's a clear way and an easy way to refer back to things too. So I think when people might see like, oh, they're using those visuals, but like you said, explaining like the science behind it, like this is something that's, you know, a really good principle that can work for a lot of kids, not kids that are just on the spectrum, not kids that are special ed, but kids that just need that reminder too of like, I know for me, nothing gets done or nothing is real unless it's in my schedule or my calendar. Like, so I know what I have to get done. So I need that. And like some kids just definitely need that. And I think teaching those contingencies of first we have to do things and then we get rewards. We think it's so natural. Like you said, everything kind of revolves around that, but some kids just need to be taught that concept.
Yeah. And even more kind of support on that. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, you know, how to explain and teach this to paraprofessionals and parents and really kind of coach parents through utilizing this strategy.
So I think starting with just the why, I'm a huge, you know, pusher of the fact that if you tell someone to do something, you should be able to let them know why they're doing it. Cause then the buy-in is there. So with your paras, with parents that you're working with, just understanding and teaching them like why you're doing this. And then once they kind of understand that and they've bought in, determining when they're going to use it. So I always say, when's the best time to use it? Well, okay. If we have trouble during dinner time, right? That's a big, big problem at home. I always say to parents, all right, let's create a visual. Let's create the language that we need during that time and then start to teach them and coach them on how to use that. Okay, first we have to finish our vegetables and then we can have our dessert. Terrible example, but something simple. Mm-hmm. So they can do that and then start to understand what happens if they don't, right? And then I think the follow through of we don't access the reinforcer unless we complete that first step is super hard for a lot of people to follow through on. And that's why I think, especially in schools and obviously in a clinic, you know, we're having one-on-one behavior with kids and in a school, that's not possible. So the biggest thing for teachers, I always say is make sure your then is attainable. We're having a kiddo right now in a school where we're working on toileting. So we've gotten the kid up to a point where he can go with the teachers at a certain amount of time, and then he gets access to a reinforcer. We had to model with them a lot because they don't have the staff right now with COVID and all that stuff to always be able to bring him at a certain time and always be able to let him gain access to this OT kind of gym that he wants. That's his huge reinforcer. Mm-hmm. So we had to really, you know, nail home if we're going to do this, it has to be available. And they've been great and they have seen the benefits of it and he's done great and it's been made their life a lot easier. So I think a big thing is just explaining to like, being consistent, being able to provide that reinforcement, sticking to what your contingency is. Those are like big tips and tricks that I give to parents and staff when I'm saying we're going to use pre-med. Because it sounds so simple, right? Just say first do this and then do this. And then everything is magic.
But you're right. That's such a good point too, that you also have to be, you have to really commit to following through, not only on providing that reinforcer, but also on not providing the reinforcer if the first behavior, it doesn't happen. Because kids like call your bluff. I mean, actually, as we're saying this, I realized I'm not following my own advice. And last night at dinner, the example you just gave, like eat your dinner and then you get dessert. My child did not eat her dinner. And I was like, you know, one of those days where you're like, you know what, just have the dessert. It's fine. And like, yes, you can't, you know, life happens, but...
No, but that's, I mean, I say all the time, like, I should have the best trained dogs. I should have everything wonderful, but like, I don't have children, but I have two dogs that are like my children. It's the same thing. You know, you get home and you're like, I know what I should be doing. He's barking and I should put him on extinction. But, you know, that's another thing too, I think with parents and with parents, especially talking about like, it's life and like not to beat themselves up and then just to keep going like, okay, so what was happening that made you not follow through so that we can adjust what we're doing to make it simpler for you to complete, you know, the principles that we're asking you to do.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Stacey. I feel like we can like keep talking pre-med, but so I hope this kind of gave everyone that, you know, that background behind a strategy that you're likely using already and then you can kind of fine tune using it even better. So thank you so much for chatting, Stacey.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.